Keep it real, we keep it kosher. Everything we talk about is relation. We keep it kosher. What's up, friends? Welcome back to the Keeping It Kosher podcast. Oh my goodness. You guys know that this is a very special episode, our Friendsgiving. We're going to be giving it to you guys directly from our Friendsgiving. Yeah. I'm excited, Amir.
It's a bonus episode. This is a bonus episode. So if you're hearing this, this is a bonus episode.
Yes.
But also, this is slight interview. You will hear some of this on the episode. But we just wanted to just talk about friends and love and all of that good shit.
The shit we're thankful for. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm super excited.
I think that this is amazing. I'm ready to get into this.
Also,
what's up?
Don't you have a special person coming?
I have a friend. She's coming. So actually, I have a couple friends coming, to be honest. So my friend is coming and she's also bringing a special friend with her.
Ooh,
we'll talk about that in the podcast today too.
Well, it'll be my first time meeting these people, but I'm super excited.
Yes!
No Sade.
No Sade. No tea. Oh my goodness. So, what are you ready to do? Are you ready to eat and
I'm ready to eat and be merry. I'm also ready to really talk about things that we're really grateful for and have more deep conversations and hear other people's perspectives and, you know.
Yes, let's bring it full circle.
Bring it full circle. You guys are going to see the Keeping It Kosher fam in a way that you've never seen us before. We're super excited to just connect with y'all. So stay tuned.
Yes! Tonight on Friendsgiving, we have my longtime friend. I've known you since like what? Fourth, fifth grade?
You're from Frisco? Oh, Bruton, Alabama.
I'm not from Bruton, but yeah, I did live there.
So like forever, ever. And tonight you're here, like we're both living in Atlanta now, which is crazy that we're here at the same time.
Yes.
But go ahead, tell us about yourself. Tell us who you are, what you do, what's going on. Who are you, Rakaya? Let the people know.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. So everyone, my name is Rakaya. I am, like V said, we have been friends for a very, very long time. And it just, by chance, just happened to be where we just, you know, came at the same time and then we linked and it was history from there. And like, she's like my BFF, you know, like. So right now, currently, I am working on my own business. I do still work in corporate America, but I have my own businesses on the side. I will call it, I'm a serial entrepreneur. Exactly. Like, I am an investor. I do invest in stocks. I do not day trade, but I am invested in stocks. I am invested in my 401k, IRAs, anything you name it, anything that's to do with investing, I'm in it. I consider myself now a lifestyle mentor because I have a lot of people that have a lot of questions, you know, regarding the things that I do as far as traveling, work, my business, anything that I can, you know, be there to be able to answer for them.
So let's talk about your business. What
you
is that?
I want you to go into detail. A lifestyle what?
Lifestyle mentor.
A lifestyle mentor. What is that?
So,
trying to give like.
So how I would put it is, for instance, so a lifestyle mentor for me is someone who is dependable, someone you can confide in, a confidant, someone who can teach you some things if you're interested. Mm. People who want to listen, who have the ear to learn, and they're eager and open. They have an open mind about just anything in general, in my opinion. So
I love that. I think when you said that, the first thing that popped in my mind is a lifestyle. You said that? Say that one more time.
Lifestyle mentor.
A lifestyle mentor is somebody who shows you how to curate the life that you desire.
Exactly.
Through like your daily
exactly.
habits and like the things you like and the things that you buy and like things like that.
Thank you. You just put the words in my mouth. Like I kind of didn't really know how to make it in a sense, but I know that that's what I am.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what you naturally
you.
Do. Yeah.
So I feel like I'm an influencer. Like a lot of people, my own dad even told me that. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to run with this. So
yeah.
this year, I've really been working on myself, and I'm like, you know what, Rakai, if you put yourself and you put your mind frame in a different space, everything is about to change. And I don't know, I haven't told a lot of people this. I'm not sure if I told you, V, but I remember in the beginning of the year, probably around March of 2021, God said, Rakaia, you are approved and promoted. And in my mind at first, like, I understood what approved and promoted meant. Like, okay, God, like, I know, like, I'm approved for this, I'm promoted for that, like, I know that this is going to happen. And then he just started putting business ideas in my head, and I would stay up literally 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning trying to figure out, like, what it is that I really wanted to do. How did I want to put myself in a sphere that is not only going to make me successful, but those that follow me in a successful position.
Right.
Those that are wanting, they're hungry, not just for money, but for a better life.
Life, yeah.
Like, you know, we all see the glitz and glam on social media, social sites.
The fake stuff.
But that's not real. Like, me and V, it's so many times she's come to my house. Rakai, I need to talk to you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or yes. I've come to her house, and it's a reciprocal relationship, and we feed off of each other. We feed off each other's energy. We're able to, you know, go into detail about not only just regular life, but business life, mm-hmm. work life, family life, all of that. Like, all of that is
life.
Life is
so
life.
What I really hear you saying is what you're doing is teaching people how to become more of themselves and accepting, like, their journey and finding ways to find their footing in who they are. Not who Rakai is telling them to be,
right,
but to be more of themselves. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I honestly, you're literally putting all the words in my mouth. I feel like I'm on the spot right now, but it's everything that you're
through
saying.
Through your actions, show an example of what approved and accepted is.
Exactly. And not even that, but also showing results in even being promoted through self-confidence, through having a different mindset, preparing yourself, and just, you know, yeah. So
just,
like,
showing them how, like, basically you're saying it's like your mindset is a result. Your actions are a result of your mindset. How you move, how you think, what you believe ultimately affects the results in your life. That's a lifestyle brand.
Yeah.
Because you can't curate someone's lifestyle brand, but you can motivate someone to be inspired to curate a life that ultimately results in them creating the life that they desire. That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes absolute sense. Do you want to be my, like, publisher or whatever that it is? Like,
girl,
you know?
just be my friend.
Okay. Because you're literally putting everything that I can't.
Because I feel it. I see.
Yeah,
I feel, like, what you're saying. It's deeper than me just saying, I know what you're saying.
Right. You
I
understand.
Feel, I understand. I understand.
Exactly.
So, what's up, family? What's up, y'all? How y'all feeling?
Hi, friends.
So, for this year's Friendsgiving, I wanted to ask us a few questions. And I just want to make sure you both will answer these questions open and honestly. Are you promised to do that?
Yes.
They are not personal questions in the sense of you got to give out too personal information, but you do have to really think and really tap into your emotions and really think about the answer. Don't just answer off the top of your head.
Oh,
cool. Okay. So, are you ready for the first question?
Yeah. Are you ready?
So, question number one.
Let's do it.
If you could thank one person, living or dead, for what his or her influence was on your life, who would you thank? So I'm gonna say that one more time. So if you can thank one person, living or dead, for his or her influence on your life, who would you thank?
That's a
really deep question. Do you want me to go first?
Yes, you go first.
Y'all want me to go first?
Only one person.
Though? Only one person. But the person I'm gonna pick is dead.
Okay.
And it's my mom's best friend, Joe. And He was super successful, very bright, love cologne. Everything that I am today, I feel like I'm living the unfulfilled life that he never got to live. That death really hit me traumatically as a child. And I realized, and I think I told you this, that I didn't get a chance to grieve it. Wow. And I don't know if y'all remember, Marsha Ambrosius had a song called Far Away.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that came out the year he died. That was so and cool. I was going on a run, and a song came on my randomly on my fucking Apple Music, and I just started to cry. Aww. Like, I was boohoo crying. I didn't understand why. And then it hit me. I didn't grieve his death. The song triggered the emotion, and that's why I started to cry. And the reason why I think I would thank him is because he, in Pensacola, he was like a superstar. He was like that person who just was so him. And he saw something in me. I knew he saw something in me that he saw in himself. There was this kind of connection that we had that we never spoke of.
Right.
And it literally still influences me to today. And I'm super grateful to have had someone like him in my life as an example of what true, authentic talent was, which then played out in my career.
That's so well-spoken.
Yeah, that's one person. So his name was Joe. Or if you're from Pensacola, you knew him as his stage name, which was Head Snap or Joe. You
head know. Snap?
Head, snap. Like a head snap, because he was that good at doing
hair.
Did he
belong to a... Oh, he was a hairstylist.
He was a hairstylist.
I was thinking something else.
No, him and my mom both worked at Cristal's with,
yes!
with my uncle.
Oh, Charles!
So,
who
my
did
mom
your hair?
Named
Charles.
Yeah, Charles did my hair.
Yeah.
Charles did her hair, but Charles is my uncle.
What?
Right.
In the first booth, right?
Yeah, when you first walk in to the left.
My pixie cut
my
me.
Mom was... It's Felicia. She was across from him. So if Joe was on the opposite side,
okay,
then it was
Felicia was in the category.
Mr. Charles and Joe had.
See, I never.
You never looked on the other side, probably.
But I did.
If you walk when you first walk in Cristal's, if you would walk straight, you would walk dead into my mom. It's no way you could not see.
Right in my hair for all I know.
Probably.
She's yeah. Really
my name Fee. Fee or Felicia.
I'm pretty sure she's.
10 times out of 10, if you got your hair done in Pensacola,
yes,
at Cristal's, and it wasn't Joe. It, 10 times out of 10 was Felicia. So that's my person. Joe, what up? And he's definitely an angel of mine.
Aww.
So,
aww.
Moving forward, let's start with. Wanna start
let's
with?
Start her. Rebecca.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I.
Is this a this hard is question a, for you?
This is a very difficult question for me. And I say that because of what I went through so much in life. I don't want to get into it too much on here, but just the upbringing that I had opposed to the people that took me under their wing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's multiple people, so that's why I can't just say one person. And because I don't want to put one person over the next if they were
it's
to
not
hear
about
this,
that.
You know?
It's not. It's just like, okay. You know, just.
What's your sign?
Just someone.
Leo.
You're Leo. Okay, I love that. Oh. Y'all both fire signs.
Yes. And 4 months apart. And our mother's birthdays are 2 days apart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody call the ambulance.
What is the ambulance?
That means we're crying.
Oh. I love this.
It's like an ambulance, but a wambulance.
Right, right. But I the first person that came to my mind was Miss Ross. She was my high school business class teacher. I took I was in a program or a club called DECA, which taught you about business. And Miss Ross really was just there for me through a lot that I was going through. I remember my parents pulling me out of Washington. That's a high school that
Washington
I went to.
High School?
Yes.
In Pensacola?
Yes. The Wildcats!
Ooh.
Yes, yes.
Not you was a Wildcat.
Yeah, they pulled me out of school because we ended up moving to Fort Walton. And I was like, my entire life is just ending at this point, you know. And when I came back from Fort Walton, Miss Ross really advocated for me. She was like, Rakaya needs to be here. Rakaya needs to be in my class, you know. And not even just her just saying, you know, I need to be in her class, but it was more so everything that she's done for me. Like, she knew if I, she would like literally know if I was like hungry. That's the type of love that she had for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this woman really influenced a lot to me. And, you know, I was always there to, like, help her with, you know, doing grades, like, doing her grade book or just running the Cat mm-hmm. Shack. That was our school, school's, what is that called? Like, snack room, I guess. Oh. Yeah. So, me. Look, I know y'all went to Pine Forest. But,
no, I mean, we had a snack room in Pang, girl.
Yes, we had a snack
room. We love a Cat Shack.
But yeah, she had me running the Cat Shack, and you know, it was just awesome, man. Like, that lady really did a lot for me, and I wish I can go into a lot of detail of it, but it's kind of personal, so I don't want to do too much.
So I'm gonna ask you a question. Yes, these cookies are good as fuck, y'all. I keep eating cookies. It's okay.
And it's okay.
Wait, no, it's not okay.
It's not. And it's okay.
It's not. She said I'm gonna ruin my appetite.
He is.
If you could tell me one of the greatest lessons you learned from her, what would it be?
Ooh, you're not what you're going through.
Mm.
That's good. That's strong.
That's okay. Let it go.
Let it happen.
That lady was like a second mom to me, and you know, like she just, I'm sorry, I'm crying, but
that's beautiful. Let it out. It's okay.
She just did so much, you know, she just did so much for me, and just by her saying that, it's like, you know, Rekaya, and then always just being in my corner, that was the love that I wasn't receiving. And she showed me true, thank you. She showed me true love. And I wasn't even her child. So, you know, that right there goes a lot to show. This lady would sometimes take me home if I stayed at school too late, helping her. Would take the time out of her time in her orange van, her minivan.
Are you still connected to her to today?
No, I actually have lost contact with her, but it's, in a sense, I feel like it's okay because she was there at a certain part of my life, and even if I was to see her today, the connection would not have been dead. Mm-hmm. She would still love me the same no matter what.
Right.
Right.
But yeah.
Wow, that's deep. So
aww, we unpacked.
We unpacked. You know, let's grab some tickets. Since I'm kind of like narrating this little first part before we get into these. So I'm gonna ask this question. Well, make this connection.
Don't ask me that again.
No, I'm gonna make a connection and then shift it to B. So, Rekaya.
Why does your voice change?
Because I'm recording.
Oh.
You know, you can't be out here. So I'm keeping this. Rekaya. You cannot be around here sounding crazy on
right.
internet.
Hey, you but, right.
No,
go buy
seriously.
Her real quick.
Period. So, the connection I want to make to you is like we're all one and the same. When I said to you earlier, yeah. when I was reiterating the inner stand, what you're saying is that we all have different struggles, but we all feel one another exactly. and we can connect. And that's why I feel like it's important for you to really follow your career and being a lifestyle brand, because you've had somebody impact your life and your testimony may be impacting somebody
yes.
else's.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely. It'll set someone else free.
Exactly.
And what you feel for her, somebody will feel the same for you. And that's right. what you're striving for.
And you yes. know, and you say that, and I kid you not, I know I just met you tonight, mm-hmm. but for some reason I like you.
Well, so, you know any man? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, what a good job.
But what I want to say is, just a few weeks ago, I don't be caring that people look at me and stuff like that. Like, I do it because I'm happy. If yeah. I'm happy, I'm gonna stand out, you know? That's just me, and that's just my energy, like, all right. time. Like, I'm just that person, right? Yeah. So, when people reach out to me and they're like, Rekaya, I can't believe that you've been in my life for X amount of years, and you took me under your wing, and you know, I just thank you for your positive energy that you always bring to social media. Like, I love coming on here and seeing you on social media. And I'm like, oh, like, and that's just not one. There's so many, many, many others. And it's not to boast or brag, but just to go back on what you were saying, is that I would be that person that they feel like I help set them free from whatever they were struggling with. So that's what I feel about it. You know,
yeah.
I don't try to, you know,
make it's it not about you, but it's about you. And you have to accept the fact that your impact on them is going to affect
exactly.
them.
Exactly. And I use the word impact all the time. And I feel like if somebody can text me and just be like, you know, look how you made my day, that's good to me.
Right.
That makes me feel good.
Right. Well, that's amazing. So now, Venezia, who is one person who has influenced your life, dead or alive?
If I could thank anyone, dead or alive, I would definitely have to go right now with my sister, Vanna Boo. Oh, she hates when I call her that.
I love Vanna Boo.
Yes, Vanna Boo. So, like, her name is Von. Her real name is LaRisha.
Ooh,
that's shade.
Huh? No.
Yes, her real name is LaRisha.
But it sounds like Carisha, so I like it.
Carisha, okay. But she acts up like that, too. She really do. And so, you know, my sister, she's really influenced me a lot. Like, when I was younger in middle school and stuff like that, I was getting relaxers. You know, I started getting relaxers in my hair, I would say, around 7th grade. And that's when I got my first one. And the first day I went back to school with my fresh first relaxer, it was like something smelled like burnt rubber. And I was over it. I was like, this is bullshit. But you know what, my sister, she was actually really good at doing hair. She actually went to school for cosmetology, you know? So my sister, she went ahead. She was like, look, sis, I'm gonna go ahead and show you what you need to do with the flat iron with this hair. And I was like, all right, sis, show a nigga what to do.
Okay.
And she hooked me up. And so I was like, my sister, she definitely influenced me a lot of how I take care of, like, my hair, you know, making sure that I take care of my appearance as a woman, especially just being soft and feminine, because sometimes, you know, I go so hard for myself to make sure that I do take care of myself that I forget sometimes, you know, I should just curl my hair. I don't need to skip that pedicure. You know, I don't need to, you know, not dress up just because, you know what I'm saying? Right. And my sister, she definitely reminds me to just be who you are when you want to be. And that's great. And I love it. And that's my sister. And that's what she's there for. And my sister made me feel strong. Like, ain't that what Beyonce said?
Yeah.
My sister telling me how to be strong and shit like that. So your sisterhood is important for real. If you have a sister, love on your sister a little harder today. From V. Mwah.
I love that.
That was very amazing, V. I love that.
Yes, yes.
You know, we love LaRisha.
LaRisha Siobhan.
LaRisha Siobhan. On the Keeping the Culture podcast. So, my next question, y'all. And really think, when I say this, don't just answer.
Okay.
I have to crack your ass.
Because I will.
All right. So, I want to answer the question last, but okay. I want y'all to really think about this. What is the most valuable lesson you both have learned this year? So this could be personally, professionally, this could be, what is the most valuable lesson you have learned this year?
I'm ready. I'll answer it.
Okay.
Okay.
We have a contender.
Outdoor Tribune. Okay. So I would have to say the biggest lesson that I have learned this year would be to be open and to be you. So basically, just be open to what comes at you, but also remain yourself, your true authentic self during the process. And if you do that, you'll definitely exceed. Don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt who you are. Just be you in all situations. And that's the best thing I can say. This is my motto. Like, I've literally been saying this to myself. If not you, then who?
Okay.
That part. So go with what you know. Go with your guts. Your intuition.
Okay, so let me go next, because for me, the most valuable lesson that I've learned this year is rest. When you are doing too much and you feel sick following days because you're overworking yourself and you're not finding time to put self-care or rest into your routine, then you're robbing yourself. You're robbing yourself of the growth that it is trying to get to. You're just depriving yourself. And, you know, you don't want to do that because you should hold yourself at a high standard.
Yeah.
First, right?
Right.
And be thankful for who you're becoming. Be thankful for what you're feeding yourself. If you're feeding yourself positivity, motivation, discipline, a big one, discipline, because if you don't, you can have the motivation all day. Yeah, I'm motivated to go clean this house. But if I don't have the discipline to go clean the house when I say I'm going to clean it, then what am I doing?
You're wasting your time.
Exactly.
Procrastination.
Exactly. And procrastination is the devil.
In you know my what? Opinion. I don't want to interrupt you. I really don't. Am I interrupting?
Go ahead.
Okay. So what I saw someone say about procrastination is that it starts with this simple stuff. A lot of us try to associate ending procrastination with a larger task that we can alleviate. It doesn't need to start there. It needs to start with us. When you walk in the door, instead of you putting your jacket on the bed, hang your jacket up.
Right.
Instead of you taking that cup and just putting it in the sink, just rinse it out, wash it, clean it, put it up.
Right.
It's the little stuff. And once you start putting that there into your life, then that's how you begin to alleviate procrastination. And once you can get past procrastination, that's when you can really begin to enjoy your purpose, because you can do the real things that are meant for you to do. And so it just comes to you more naturally with ease because you've eliminated the bullshit aside, the simple tasks, the chores that we just allow to accumulate and task up on ourselves.
Right. Causing ourselves to be overwhelmed, stressed, not feeling like doing it, thinking that you're making your own self sick when you do that. You make your own self sick. And I can attest to this because I used to be that person and sometimes still am, depending on how I'm feeling. But I'm working on me and putting myself first, knowing, like I said, rest. That is your biggest thing. You need to rest. Sometimes we just keep going and going and going and not even taking the moment to just pause. What I started to do is breathing, breathing routines. I literally take moments out of my day, even before I go to bed. I literally just and exhale. Like you inhale and then you hold that for a moment and then exhale and you feel so much better and it literally helps you go to sleep. Like, no kidding.
Because the thing about that is it causes you to be present. That's what that is.
Oh, wow.
So you're not thinking about tomorrow. You're not thinking about today. You're not thinking about 20 minutes ago. You're breathing.
Right.
And you're in the here and now.
Right. Exactly. Cool.
So one of the most valuable lessons I learned this year is that I am not my old expectation of myself. And it's hard to explain, but like, I dance professionally. So like, I had this like expectation of my career and where I was supposed to be. And like, now I'm like opening my mind up to realize that dream version of me was rooted in me being accepted by my mother and my father. And it was rooted in me being accepted by other people. I didn't even know why the fuck I was dancing. I didn't even know why the fuck I was doing it. I was successful. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am successful.
Very.
But I definitely, you like how I did that? But I was it was very much so rooted in pleasing people versus myself.
Right.
So I'm definitely getting to that place of like learning what I want and not caring so much about what other people want from me, but really finding what I want for myself. So that's the lesson I learned this year. All right, this is a fun question. Really easy, should be super simple to answer, maybe. What are three things that always make you smile?
Ooh.
So this could be as simple as, wine, weed, and some dick. I'm just kidding, y'all.
That, hello, that's it.
But
that's it.
No, but no, real shit. So, three things that always make you smile. So, let's start with you first.
Things that make me smile. Three things that make me smile.
Always.
Three smile. Things that always makes me smile. God.
Period.
Myself. And I say that not to be narcissistic, but because...
You're not this narcissistic. Just accept it.
Anyways.
It's okay. Look, narcissism is good. Everything is good in increments.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't feel like I'm narcissistic. I guess I am.
I am too. It's okay. If you accept it.
Okay.
People can't use against you what you accept exactly. about your fucking self.
Okay.
So when you accept Period. It as your motherfucking gift, they can't hurt you with it.
And exactly. you know what? Maybe you don't like the term narcissistic, but I definitely am vain.
Oh, that's you? So much more.
I'm vain. I'm wow. very vain.
Okay. I love the fact that we're not using the word self-centered.
Why?
Because that is definitely disrespectful. Like, if you only center your own self.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah, I understand that. I'm,
you can be narcissistic.
Narcissistic okay. does tend more towards being self-centered, though, because...
But, I mean...
But in healthy increments, it's like what you need sometimes to focus on yourself. But small increments of narcissism...
It's okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
But larger amounts, it's a spectrum of narcissism. Spectrum. But larger amounts of it is very unhealthy.
Well, I'm going to research that because I want to know about it. I want to know more about it.
It's ego.
I'm not saying that you guys don't Everyone know what needs you're talking an
ego.
About.
People try to kill ego, but you really need ego to survive.
Right. Oh, you're right. You're right. But yeah, so like I said, God, the three things are God, myself. I want to say, and my knowledge. Like, those are three things that I value.
Her.
Narcissism, an excessive interest or admiration of one's self and one's physical appearance. So what is all this saying is an admiration of yourself and your physical appearance. That is a good thing. You care about yourself and you care about how you look, how you are perceived. That can be to your betterment or your detriment. That does, just because we associate narcissism with a negative thing does not make it negative.
Okay.
Period.
Period.
V, what are the three things? Hmm. Are you ready?
I would have to say that three things that I am thankful for right now in my life.
That make you smile.
Ah, that make me smile. Bonuses at work definitely make.
What's a bonus?
A bonus is extra money.
Oh, know, at work.
At work, you know. Well, hell, let me make myself real open to the universe since talking out loud. Extra money makes me smile.
Okay.
Good food makes me smile.
Period. One more.
My niece makes me smile.
Aww.
Aww. Titi love you.
Niecey poo.
See, I love my nieces too. They make me smile.
But you didn't say that. You said
But you know, don't.
The girls always want to switch it up. I'm just kidding. All right, three things that make me smile. Doing things that matter.
Yes.
Doing nothing without intention, making sure what I'm doing is affecting people in a way that will last for the rest of their lives and also mine. So doing things that matter, one. Two, niggas, I ain't even gonna sit here and lie. Like, you know, I like men and I like attention, so you know, attention from men. Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna lie. And cookies, obviously, I'm just kidding, y'all. Because
if you eat one more cookie, I'm gonna chop you in your trachea.
Okay. I will not have a trachea by the end of this statement. But the last thing that really makes me smile is looking back over things that I've accomplished, seeing like all the things that I accomplished. Because I've accomplished a lot of shit. So
yes.
I definitely am proud of myself. All right. This next question is gonna be, you know, a little, you know, whatever. Yeah. What random acts of kindness have you received this year? So, like, is there something random where somebody called you out the blue, or there are some blessings that came out the blue that really helped you? I'll go first this time because I have an agent. Her name is Cindy. And Cindy literally loves me like a child, her child. And she's not only my agent, she's like a mother. So I got what you were saying with your story. And just this year, she told me just recently that she was factoring me into a blessing that literally is going to help me just in life in general. And she didn't have to do what she did, and she doesn't have to do what she's doing for me, but it also put me in a predicament to help other people.
That's awesome.
To put them in places of blessings and opportunities. So definitely my agent, Cindy, my mama, Cindy, I love her unconditionally. I will do anything for her. I will beat a bitch up over her, like, period. And so that's that. That was my random act of kindness, because she didn't have to do what she's about to do for me. And in the moment, I didn't see it, but now I see why she did it. And also, I see how I can bless other people in me in that blessing. It's not about me. It's the place that she's going to sit me at that is going to be able to help me bless other people. So, boom.
I'm going to go ahead and say, so yes, I'm thankful for that little random act of kindness that Amir was able to go ahead and bless on me this year. It definitely helped me go ahead and unveil and release a lot of my artistic abilities that I just needed to go ahead and let out. So definitely thankful for the random acts of kindness that you definitely share with me. They do go appreciated. Every single thing goes appreciated.
That's awesome.
You gonna get them too, friend.
That's awesome.
But that's what we about. Like, at the Keeping It Crunchy podcast, like, just us in general, we want to bless people around us and also be a blessing, but also, like, just bless each other and just, like, continue the cycle.
Yes.
I've accomplished so much. You don't know me. Right. So you don't know. You know what I mean? But I've literally called my sister V and be like, hey, bitch, look. Give me a picture of you looking like this, bitch. Oh, you don't know, but I'm submitting you for this.
Okay.
You don't know I'm doing this, bitch. We doing this. We doing it together. I'm literally setting intentions. I literally call her and be like, friend, I'm setting intentions for us to both be on this motherfucking job. For us to both be making a check. For us to both be not working on our jobs from January to June of 2022.
Yay.
Because we're going to be motherfucking booked and blessed and busy from the whole 6 months of the year.
Period.
I'm really speaking that because it's really happening.
Really.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Really, really.
So that's that. So, yeah. So, let's ask you, what is a random act of kindness that you received this year?
For me, because
we love hard questions.
Yeah, because I'm trying
to think. We love anything hard.
I was trying to think, like, so my friend Kamisha, like, she told me, she was like, Rakaya, you know, I bought you a Christmas gift. I want your address. I want to send it to you. And I'm like, oh, that was so out of the blue. That was just, like, so random. And she was like, yeah, you just really been there for me all year and more. And you just really helped me through a lot of stuff that I was going through this year. And you were there for me. And I really appreciate that. And I was like, okay, like, that to me was, I was like, oh, don't make me cry. Because that really made me feel like, oh, okay, I didn't even know. If I'm doing it, I'm just doing it. I'm not even knowing
it's
that
natural.
I'm helping, you know?
Yeah.
So it just comes natural. You know, when people can turn around and do something for me, and I'm not even looking for anything, because in my eyes, I always say my reward comes from God. And when I say that He's been blessing me from left and right, and I'm not expecting nothing. No, nothing that I do for anyone, I don't expect anything back. Because I, like I said, my greatest reward comes from God. And I wholeheartedly, truly believe that, because all the doors that have been opened for me in this year, in this tough ass year. Mm. Y'all know we still in the panoramic. Like,
period.
It's ghetto out here. I'm 27.
That's what it is. I feel it.
It's the 27 club.
It's the 27 club. You 27 too.
Are you 27?
The 27 club.
I'm 29.
The 27 club. 29? 27 to 30.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You did not look like, I'm like, oh my God, he's so young.
No, ma'am. I'm all the way almost 30.
But that to me, like I said, her doing that really just wowed me. I was I was really baffled, but who was okay? Because it was so unexpected. And I truly appreciate that because I have people who don't appreciate at all. And it's like a slap in the face sometimes. But you know,
yeah,
everything's good.
So thank, what's her name?
Her name is Kamisha.
Thank you, Kamisha.
We love you, girl.
We love you, Kamisha.
Gracias. We love
you. Well, the Keeping It Culture fam loves the momentum that we're keeping in, but it's time that we take a commercial break.
We gotta pay some bills.
We gotta pay some bills. We'll be back. And we'll be back with some, just a few more questions. We may play a little game.
Ooh.
That's fun and funny. And I'm definitely gonna give you a motherfucking riddle. So that's that.
Ooh.
So, all right, Keeping It Culture fam. Portia, spark it up, poo-poo.
Period. I've had a day.
Portia, that's where I'm at. Let me go ahead and light up, too. That's what I'm talking about.
Girl, come on. Come in the room, girl.
Girl, welcome to Keeping It Kosher.
So first things first, welcome to the Keeping It Kosher podcast.
So excited to be here. Gosh.
I'm excited, like, real shit. This is my friend. This is our Friendsgiving episode where we just kind of wanted to connect with some friends and kind of ask them some questions, see how they feel, check in with them, but also like get to know y'all and y'all get to know us. And y'all haven't met V. Nobody knows V, right?
No, hey V girl, but Pookie, I'm still reeling from Pookie. Like I just
thank
can't
you for Pookie.
Pookie took me the fuck out. I needed a whole new spleen.
It was very traumatizing. I'm like, why would you do this to a child like this? That was funny.
You know, as black families, we don't know how to do nothing else. But I think that story was iconic. Do you hear me? With a capital I.
Pookie deserves the book. Pookie
does deserve a book.
It should be.
I'm not even like,
she is black god.
Pookie is a legend that the world needs to know about. I'm glad Pookie was introduced to the world. Pookie, we speak your name on today.
We speak your name on today. My God, today. So, before we get too deep into the episode, each person introduce yourself, tell us about yourself, then y'all can tell us who y'all all are together.
Well, we are What a Shit Show podcast that will be dropping in January. I'm one third of that. I'm Portia, aka Portia the Great, aka Young Yoda, aka your neighborhood heart healer. And, you know, I'm just happy to be here. That's who I am. I'm a lot of things. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I'm black girl magic personified. I am in a constant state of abundance. I like the I ams. So I'm a lot of things.
Well, we're happy to have you here.
I'm so excited. You know, I love you, Portia.
Listen, Noonie, you know I love you down, baby.
Boots.
To the floor. Right?
Who do we have next year?
My name is Sean, aka You Wish I Was Your Baby Mother, aka the auntie, aka Lil P, aka your favorite nurse. And I'm just out here healing, you know, trying to be whole, living authentically, and helping other people to tap into their divineness as well. So we out here.
Yes.
Come on, divineness.
Yes, we know. All right, and who else is here with us this evening?
Hey, girl. My name is Candace, aka. Now my Bluetooth sign is coming. Aka Unicorn Candy, aka your favorite Sour Patch Kid, aka the drink lady. That's what they call me out here.
I was gonna call you that.
I wear many hats. I'm just like your favorite entrepreneur out here. And the three of us make the spiritual coven. And we're just out here trying to help heal ourselves and heal the girls. Keep everybody cute and kind. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. Well, I know it's three of you ladies. So, and I know with the podcast, you're going to bring three different vibes and feels. So kind of let us know what that is going to look like. Because I'm excited. I'm like super excited for y'all. Y'all already know I'm team y'all. And I'm literally rooting for y'all. So maybe we can go in the same order. So Portia.
I am the comic relief. So I find a joke in everything, like even the most uncomfortable situations, because I feel like, especially with people of color, like we deal with so much, and that's, it's kind of like a trauma response, but I keep it real too. Like I keep it so real. Sometimes some people will be like, "Oh, girl, did you have to say that like that?" But you need it. Because I'm a firm believer in accountability. So that's what I do in my work. When I say I'm the heart healer, accountability is the first thing that we address. And then we address the boundaries and then so on and so forth. And that's how you can go forward and heal yourself. So I do that in different ways. I might be funny. I might give you some real shit. I might spit some real educational book shit. You just don't know. It could be ratchet, but it's a gem. Always a gem. So that's what I'm doing. I'm bringing all of that personality wrapped up into one.
That is so cute.
It is. For me, So I'm the poet out of the group, like artistic, very into like the healing stones and the crystals and, you know, like the spiritual vibe. I feel like we all are as well. But I also bring like, you know, that kind of nursing, like caring feel to it as well. I'm also blunt and 22, so you'll get all of that out of me as well.
That's what's up. I tell them that you remind me of water all the time. I don't know, like when I think about you, I think like water.
Thing. Y'all, where we go? We need to go somewhere and be by the water. We be like, damn, bitch, what about the earth? Earth, E-A-R-F. Earth.
Let me be great. I love the water. Anything water, let's do it.
Period. We over here, we got water and fire. Lordy Jesus. Hey. It be boiling up here.
But it's good and it works. Y'all balance each other. Cause I was cracking up today listening to y'all. Ooh. Like literally the funny, when y'all started talking about the collard greens, I almost, it was just so good and so funny.
Sometimes we have to like stop and like regroup. It's the funniest thing, like recording.
It's good.
Because you get to learn your flow. Like you get to learn like, V made a suggestion for the recent episode of the podcast, and it just felt so much easier, so much lighter, easier to edit. Like, it was just like, I loved it. But that's the point of a podcast. Like, your episode one and your episode 50 are going to be different. You're going to learn, and you're going to hit learning curves. But I think ultimately it's about allowing each message, each story, and each of us to kind of like express. Like I noticed I did something this episode. It's like I was a little high, I'm not gonna lie, but I was also a little drunk, like a lot of drunk. So I just kept talking. I was like nigga, shut the fuck up. But now I'm listening to it, I'm more aware of it. Like you don't even realize it in the moment, but like as you record and you hear yourself back, you'll be like, okay, right there, maybe I should have shut the fuck up and like let her take all that. Or, you know, or I needed to speak up. Like the first episode, I didn't speak enough. That's because I was so drunk that I edited myself out. My God, today.
But the good thing is that you notice that, you know what I'm saying? And that's the important part. And when we decided, like, we had been talking about a podcast like 2 years ago, you know what I'm saying? But when we decided, like, okay, we're really gonna do this shit, like, we had already been through one, so many stages of friendship with one another and experienced each other in so many ups and downs and right at our balances. That, and when we started talking about all the things that we talk about daily, it was like, okay, this can work because we're super aware of each other, you know what I'm saying? So of each other and ourselves. So I think that when you go and say, when you're able to say something like, oh, I listened back and I was like, oh, maybe I need to just, you know, bring it down just a little bit the next time, you know, that's good because that helped you and V flow as a whole show. So I think that basic understanding too is what's going to help sustain me and the girls on this new venture.
This is about everybody's voice being heard. It's about everybody's opinion or suggestion being accounted for. Mm-hmm. And not because you feel like you think you know the greatest show, me, I'm talking to myself, like, bitch, I got it, you know what I'm saying? In my head, be gonna do it, like, and then she get on the, and she be like, no, I'm doing it. Okay, here we go. But she's like, passion. I'm gonna keep rolling.
That's passion. Also, recognize that passion in you, though.
Yeah.
But it's good.
And I believe in my friend. Like, that's the thing, like, even outside of this podcast shit, like, I'm trying to put her on to shit outside of this because I see. We just be talking about you. I'm so sorry. Like, you want to I'm talking so
like, hold on, yeah, bitch. Like that and say, yes.
But yeah. All right, before we get too deep, Candace, what about you? Your adding into the What a Shit Show podcast. I'll just keep going.
It's really very much, I don't know. I'm the I don't give a fuck friend out of the group, so they try to filter me a lot. I shall not be filtered on this podcast. I channel my granddaddy a lot. He was very much whatever come up, come out. If I feel a way about it, I'm going to talk about it. And I don't particularly care too much who I offend. But I will say I have a little more tact than that. I do. I will try to not offend people. But I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And it's just
gonna so basically, you're going to get straight to it.
Straight to it.
I'm not a sugarcoater. So I think people, my friends in life would to me for that. I'm just gonna tell you what it is.
Right.
So let's do an icebreaker and get to know each other a little bit warmer. Let's get closer. Okay. Are you guys feeling me? Are you feeling the warm? Okay.
Trust me, I feel it. It's the Aries for me.
Okay.
Oh, my husband's the Aries. Oh my God.
Help Jesus.
Okay, so if you could invent a holiday, what would it be called and what would it celebrate? So Porsche, let's hear from you first.
If you could invent a holiday, what would it be called and what would it celebrate?
It would be called Butt Boonky Naked, where everybody, young, old, no matter who, you know, and this, and I'm picturing this in a utopian-like society, like where there's no pedophilia and shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody walks around butt boonky naked.
So it's an idea like the Garden of Eden where like no one cares that they're naked.
Right. Like no one cares. Like it doesn't matter that your body shape looks like this or you got wrinkles here or sis over there, she don't wax. Like none of that matters. And it's, and the purpose of it is to celebrate liberation. Mm. Like liberation of the mind,
the body, soul,
all of that. And also a way to celebrate bodies, like just bodies, different bodies, the respect to different bodies, that all bodies are beautiful, no matter if you don't have your right leg or if you got a couple rolls or you got a fupa, whatever. Just your body is your body and it's bad. Love that shit.
Accept who you are and what you got.
It's giving me that one song from Missy.
I love it. The drink lady. Is that
Candace.
Miss Ma'am.
It's crazy because when I got this question, I thought about you specifically.
Let's see. If you could invent a holiday, what would it be called? And what would it celebrate?
I think my holiday would be called National Real Nigga Day.
I love it.
And we just gonna celebrate the people who are taking care of their responsibilities, being socially conscious, and doing all of the work and the things to keep our community pushing in the direction that it needs to go, because it's a lot of raggedy people out here, and I just feel like real niggas don't get enough appreciation.
You're right. Real niggas need a real holiday.
Somebody cue Missy, It's All Right, featuring Jay-Z. No, it's called Wake Up Wonder, though. All I think about is 93 BLX.
Oh, God, please. Oh, please don't. Wow. Nostalgia, please. What a time to be alive.
The kids won't understand.
The kids don't
understand. The healing nerds. Let's hear from you.
I love that you're calling these nicknames. I'm so here for this.
If I had a holiday, I think it would be called Leave the Fuck Alone Day.
Say that one more time.
Leave me the fuck alone day.
You need and
I want right? The day needs to celebrate you not doing anything you don't want to do, right? You do whatever you want to do, and you don't have to think about adult things. You do. You know, going to the grocery store, taking care of these bad kids, none of that.
Period.
Just out here being left alone and
in these streets.
Yep.
We need to talk to somebody about your holiday immediately.
Okay, we need to get that one. That need to be a national holiday.
I'm gonna write a letter.
You better write a letter.
Be calling me today. What did you say you put at 4:30?
I put on airplane mode. I put it on at 4:00. But you know what? Because I was like, they were still sending them emails, and I was watching them too. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna wait till Monday too.
Period.
She said, do not disturb.
Always prepare the others. Were y'all not prepared?
They were not prepared. Really. I prepared a couple, but the others were not prepared.
Well,
it is what it is.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So, I want to ask a question that is going to... I really want you to think about this answer and answer from a genuine place. It doesn't have to be emotional. It could be funny. It could be whatever you feel. But if you could invite... No. Say if you can invite. What family member or friend do you wish that was with us at the table today? So basically, to kind of talk to them, maybe express how you feel about them, or maybe express what they mean to you. So if somebody could be here right now in this moment, and you could just express how you feel to them, who would that be and what would you say?
This time I'm gonna switch it up.
It could be dead or alive.
Okay.
This time I'm gonna go with Candace first.
Dang, I'm gonna use something on first. I would say it's too many people that's alive for me to name, so I'm gonna say my cousin Freddie. I wish he just passed 2 weeks ago. And so if I could bring him to the table, I would. He is so funny. Our family is funny, but like his laugh is so contagious. And so I feel like we would have like some super dope conversations and lots of laughs if I was to be able to have him at the table.
Okay. Sorry for your loss.
Thank you, thank you.
But Freddie here today, so what's up, Freddie?
If Freddie was here today, I just tell him how proud I am of him, and even though he's a younger cousin, how much I admire him and how he takes his responsibilities, and that, you know, as of recent, things have been like, you know, hella hard, but you're not in it by yourself, and I'm here for you in whatever capacity that you need.
Okay. That feels good.
Oh, nigga wasn't expecting to get in her feelings tonight.
I mean, this show is a damn roller coaster, honestly.
I mean,
yeah.
So,
who do we have next?
The person that I would bring to the table would be my great grandmother. She is no longer with us. She would bring so much wisdom to the table, you know, and like I love being in the presence of elders. Because especially your like bloodline, because they give like so much wisdom, they give so much insight to who you are essentially, and like what your makeup is, what the stock that you came from, and so that also plants a seed inside you to decide whether you're going to break the curses that you have now been made aware of, or are you just going to stay comfortable? Because the stories like that she used to tell even before she passed away, like I would just sit on the floor next to her and like just listen to her talk. And she would talk about the time she pulled a shotgun out on my granddaddy, you know, because my grandma was trying to leave him and he didn't want to go. So she said, you know, I just calmly went back there, I grabbed my sawed off and I took it out on the porch and I cocked it and I told him he can either leave alive or he can leave a dead man, but either way he was leaving.
Period.
And that kind of, you know, those kind of stories, and you know, she would talk about like, oh, you know, when we were sick, I would just go out to the back and grab this herb and that herb. And all you have to do is make a tea and you drink it twice a day. And in 3 days' time, you'll be okay. And so that connection is there because now I have like a small apothecary in my office. So it just seems to come natural to me. So all of those things, like, that's who I would bring to the table. I miss her. I wish she was here.
That reminds me of, like, my great-grandma. She's still alive. Matia is her name. And she would, like, whenever we had hiccups, she would nail a nail over our head and we would stop hiccuping.
See?
It's crazy.
That good stuff passed down in that bloodline, baby.
Okay. So, Shauna,
if I could bring someone to the table, I would choose my aunt. And really, I feel like I would talk to the younger her, like the inner child her. And I would just tell her that she's safe, she's secure, that she's beautiful, that she's loved, that she's wanted, and not to let anyone take pieces from her as trophies. And that she's strong, but she doesn't always have to be.
she can be secure and falling apart sometimes, and that's okay too. So I think that would make a difference for her and how she functions now. And I just want her to feel so much love because she's been through so much and she's still such a beautiful person. So that's that.
If you could learn a new skill this coming year, what would it be? Let's start with, since you're here, let's go ahead and start with you, girl.
Go ahead. Now, does it have to be realistic or can I have like superpowers?
Realistic.
Let's keep it kosher.
Mm-hmm, let's keep it real. Because if I had anything, I'd say I want to be a money machine. I'm just kidding.
Because I want to just like, you know, be able to time travel into different things. Like right now, like, yeah. Okay, realistic. A new skill set. You know, I really want to learn more like naturopathic medicine and like Reiki. Like that's my jam. I really want to learn that aspect. Holistic medicine is my thing. And I mean, I'm getting into it, but because I'm already in a graduate program, it's kind of hard to manage, you know, a full-time job and doing that and starting a business and everything like that. So I'm not spending as much time as I would like to learn about herbalism. So that would be something that I want to learn about.
Okay, that's dope. I'm Reiki certified, so yeah.
I get it. Awesome. Me too. Come on with the healing of the energies.
Okay. All right. Miss Porsche, what you got? Let's see.
I want to learn how to like skate. Like I'm talking about at Cascade. Yes. Skate.
Come on.
Like I want to be the one like going all the way down to the floor, doing the crazy spins. I want to learn how to skate like that.
Yes, they made so much kids skate music last year. Like it just makes sense to learn how to skate.
Yes, and it's just like. I want somebody to have like a party or something at a skating rink so I can just come and just, I want to learn.
Do you customize skates with the puffs on it?
I mean, yeah. Period.
You know, outfit.
I'm coming all the way or I'm not coming at all, okay?
My favorite skate outfits that I see girls in is like them biker, like motorcycle, like they zip up, but they stop and they're shorts.
Oh.
You got to come to Cascade to see.
I want to do like the 70s high waist cute shorts with the little top. That's what I want. Like very much blow Beyonce, you know?
Ooh.
Isn't that cute?
Yes. I'm on the hood healer.
The hood healer.
Okay, this drink lady. What would be your skill you would learn?
My skill would be coding. That's the one thing I wish I knew how to do, is how to code. Because like I feel like if I knew how to,
kind of code?
No. Like writing apps, building, writing stuff, coding. Because if I knew how to code. Yeah, I was the one who was doing everybody pages back in the day. And I'm like, damn, why ain't got a school for this?
Me too. Well, so. You can practice now on HeySpace because HeySpace is a...
Space Hey.
My bad. Space Hey is just how MySpace was with HTML and all of this.
We ain't gonna never get no endorsement by them.
We ain't never gonna get no damn.
We can't even say their name right.
We can't even say their name.
Y'all know what they mean. Y'all know what they mean. Y'all know what they mean.
Right.
They know what we was trying to say. Right.
But that's super dope because... people don't understand like how important coding is in building an app or
right
a
now,
website.
I have like 4 apps in my head that I just refuse to speak on because I'm like, I'm gonna learn how to do this so I can get stuff with it.
Patent them bitches though.
Period.
Right.
Cause you know they love to steal from black folk.
That's so important though that we see like black women you know, going for coding and creating apps and doing things and being the source for that that we can go to, it's important that we have more women in our community being a representation of that. So definitely, we appreciate you.
Definitely.
So the last and final question here, it is a little deep, if you can't tell, like we're going like high and low, high and low. I'll just get it. But what piece of advice that you would pass to the next generation as they establish their lives? So like, what is something if 10 years from now, somebody passed this podcast or passed this episode and it just kind of like would touch them? And so you can, in hindsight, you can answer that for yourself. So just how that, I would say for the next generation. Taking you out of the equation.
I would say, don't get caught up in these people's world. I would say, be authentically you. Be brave, be boastful, and don't let people knock you off of your game. Don't let people tell you that your standards are too high and that what you want can't be achieved, right? Because I feel like in my 30s, I'm way more enlightened than I was in my 20s. And I feel like in my 20s, I thought, okay, I have to go get this degree. I have to get this house. I have to get this car. Like, these are the quote unquote American dream things that I need to be doing. But I really wanted to be out here traveling. And I really wanted to be out here being a free spirit. And I really didn't want to be tied down. But I thought I was supposed to do certain things. And then you, like, pieces of you get inhibited. And then you have to find those things again. You have to find your passion and your love again. So I would say start that out early. I feel like our world has changed, and the whole just go to school and get a degree thing, for what? If you're not going to make a certain amount of money, why are you spending all of this money to go get a degree? For what? You don't have to be book educated to be knowledgeable and to start a business and to make money, because that's the goal, right? Is to make money so you can do the things that you want to do. So I think that's what I would tell them. Just be you. Whatever that looks like, choose you. As long as you're not trampling over other people's rights in the process and being raggedy, but be you.
Just be raggedy.
People do be raggedy.
I ain't got my nails. So let's go with the drink lady in the words of Miss V.
Right, the people need to know is with an A, not an I.
That part.
Now, excuse me, because I am a little bit high. But this is advice that I would give to the future generation. Is that what we're doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the future.
All right, I wanted to make sure before I started talking, make myself look crazy. Advice that I would give the future, really, let me just say this. Me and Shamika share the same birthday, and so we are Gemini twins, and very typically are we in the same boat. So a lot of my answers, she already did. But to piggyback off what she said, I'd say just really dive into finding out who you are and not to live in fear or disappointment. The fear of disappointing people around you, like your parents, your siblings, whoever it is that you look up to, because I feel like I didn't do a lot of things because I lived in fear, and I still work on getting out of that, living in fear. So I would tell people to make sure that that's something that as they are evaluating what they do, that they take a step back and make sure that they're not doing it to please somebody else or to be put in fear of disappointing somebody else, but that is something that they really want to do.
That's deep.
Hey.
What would I tell these kids? Other people's opinions of you don't matter. What you think about you is the most important. Do not allow people to dim your light. Mm-hmm. They dim your light through many ways. They will gaslight you. They will try to diminish your character. They will do all manner of things. But your job is to always keep your light burning and keep it bright. When people show you who they are, believe them. And that's not to say that they will never change in the future, but right now, the version of that person that you're getting is who they are. Accept it at face value and move on. And it doesn't have to be some dramatic exit. It's just releasing what no longer serves you.
Period.
And it's okay to have your head in the clouds, but keep your feet on the ground. Always. And that's it.
That's what's up. That video, but she was like, they're going to belittle you. They're going to sanitize you.
Yeah, they will manipulate.
Because what they will is satirize your name, honey. I said, who? That is a Pearl from the Ursha Board number 2. Do you hear me?
Okay. But she said what she said and she meant it.
And maybe I understood it.
That's what you giving me.
Y'all know what Auntie Pearl was saying. Quit playing with her.
I'm going to post that video for your response.
Put some respect on her name. Okay.
Okay, you know, honestly, I kind of want to answer this question too. For me. And I know this is kind of like cliche, but like fail forward. I think we try so hard not to fail that we don't take action or we don't kind of go for it. Sometimes we have like dreams and goals and they go unrealized because we're afraid to fail, not realizing that failing, quote unquote, because nothing's ever a fail, actually puts you into the place that you need to be. So instead of looking at it as failing, it's your life is falling into place. You grow, you learn what you can do, you learn what you can't do, but most importantly, you're doing it, you're taking action. So, and this lady, she told me this, and it stuck with me. She was like, the biggest library on earth is the graveyard.
Ooh.
So many people who have stories they shoulda, coulda, woulda told, but they never did.
That's
only
real.
Only a few percent of people actually write books, and think about how many books there are out there.
Yeah.
There are so many more books that could have went written, or so many podcasts that could have been created, so many YouTube shows that could have been created if people would have just did it.
That's dope.
So
that's real. I like that.
All into place. Like, do it, fail, get back up, do it again. But don't fail the same way. Like, learn a lesson from it. But that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
I think to your point too, though, like, I don't even know, like, if I buy into the notion of failure anymore, because what is it? What does that mean?
That means you haven't met the expectation of someone else.
That right. So does it even exist? You know what I'm saying? Or is it something that we just created? So can you fail? I think so.
I think it's kind of like if a tree falls, does it make a sound? You know?
Right.
The Matrix? Wow.
Please don't even get us started on that. That's a rabbit hole right there.
Okay. I mean, but mathematically, we are.
Yeah. But I think, you know, I think failure is a perception. So, I mean, you try something and it doesn't work, then you try something else and maybe that works.
Everything after everybody.
It's true. And even the thing too is you, it can be for you, but it's not in the right season.
Right. Boom.
I was gonna say that. I want to go to school now, but me out of high school, I was like, oh fuck that, I'm not going to school. I'm gonna go create a life, and that's what I did. You know what I mean? I've traveled the world. I've done so much, and I'm like, damn, I'm 30 now. I want to kind of calm down.
Okay.
And school will be more effective for you right now, because now you can really focus on it. Now it's something you would really care about doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. We just put so much pressure on people with, you know, certain standards or norms that we've created as a society. And I mean, honestly, when you think about, you were probably 18 or 19. I know I was 17 when I graduated high school. And I actually graduated high school one day, and then on the next day I graduated with my associate's degree. And I was that focused. But with that being said, there was a lot of things that I sacrificed and missed out on that I'm now starting to experience. So why not let the 18-year-old you experience that, so the 30-year-old you has a different life?
Right. Mm-hmm. 100%.
So.
Well, ladies, we thoroughly enjoyed you.
Yes.
Awesome.
I love it.
What? We better light it up. Everybody, we hold your blunts up.
Was it fun keeping it kosher with us?
Yeah.
It was definitely fun. Invite us back. And we will have y'all slide through on.
Yes.
We should definitely.
With the podcast.
Okay. Okay. So it is Friendsgiving, but Thanksgiving is coming up. So what y'all bring us to the dinner?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I know Portia gonna have a big fat nasty ass. It's called a plate.
Baby. Okay. What I bring to the table is looks, because I'm not cooking anything. I'm bringing looks and Tupperware. My mom has not yet given me the menu, but I do have backup homes to go to. Candace, yours is one of them. So I don't know. I'll enjoy everything. I'll enjoy seafood. My best friend's doing seafood, so I'm gonna go by there with my Tupperware and wherever else I can go. I'm acting like a transient this Thanksgiving.
We love a good nomad.
Come on, nomad.
You gotta get the best from everybody's house.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to get my Tupperware tomorrow before I pull out. I'm ready.
What everybody else bring? Y'all quiet.
Well, over on this way, again, I'm not cooking a thing. I'm not. But I did order. I did order to feed the people. So we're going to have smoked chicken, turkey, ham, jambalaya, dirty rice, dressing, mac and cheese, broccoli and cheese casserole, you know, a little dessert. We're going to have some gumbo because, you know, I'm Creole. We got to have gumbo.
I know, that's right, girl.
You better motherfucker
bring that Creole
dirty rice
than that gumbo.
That's crazy.
You better motherfucker bring that rice. You better motherfucker bring that gumbo. Period. That's how I'm coming in the door to my mouth. Motherfucker dirty rice.
That's gonna be the name of the episode. You better bring a motherfucker.
The motherfucker dirty rice and a gumbo. That's the name of the episode.
And a gumbo. Dirty rice and gumbo.
Dirty rice and gumbo. Bring it. You're not gonna have a drink. You gotta have that drink. So
yeah, that's right.
Have a little sweet potato
You're
pie.
You're like y'all too.
Hey, come on. So yeah, that's what we doing.
Yeah.
Quinn, what you say?
Thank you. And what I try to do is I try to make something that I don't make all the time. Last year was my first go at a German chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. And that turned out pretty good. This year I've been tested for college training.
So tell us what that was. What kind of cake, like what was in it?
German chocolate.
Some people don't know what German chocolate is. You know what I'm saying?
It's basically like a chocolate cake, and there is like this coconut, pecan, like caramel type frosting that goes on top of it. It's really good, but you have to like coconut.
Okay.
It did not have weed in it. I will say that people do have to ask those questions.
I don't trust nothing that come out of my house. I'm going to ask every time.
You better. I'll tell y'all a story about messing with the drink lady after she's done. I'm going to tell y'all a story. Go ahead.
Everybody does ask those questions. But they be like, it's regular or it's got something in it. And I be like, everything I make don't have weed in it, y'all. But it's collard greens this year. Just straight up grandma's recipe collard greens.
Okay.
We love a good collard green over here.
A collard.
Some smoked turkey necks.
With the smoked turkey neck.
It was not a piece of meat or gristle on my turkey neck when I got done with them collard greens.
That's how you know the collard green juice was here. It's legendary.
Let me tell you, my plate, all I threw away was my bone. It wasn't a piece or a speck.
And you be sucking on that turkey neck so unconsciously, and then you come to, you be like, God damn, why I'm sucking on that turkey neck?
I had my fork like this, and my pinkies was like this, trying to get everything on the fork, because you know you got to get it. Everything.
That's a whole topic by itself. The way that Black people create food.
Yep.
Out of nothing. Like, listen, a lot of these dishes have been passed down from slavery days, and we made something out of nothing. Like,
that's so true. Even the concept of like nicknames, I heard that a story today where, you know, like people, your name would be like Toby, right? But they would call you John John. Like, oh, y'all know John John, but they call you a nickname. So the concept of a nickname stemmed from like people moving from plantation to plantation and making a nickname just to be like, oh, I know this person, I know that person. So yeah, and it also was used in spiritual work to kind of protect you. So if somebody doing work on John John, it ain't really Toby.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm just saying, Black people, we got it.
Holy Spirit activate. Holy
and that's why, like, also giving back to like you were saying, like, our food being passed down from generation to generation. As a young child, usually you in the kitchen with your mama, she teaching you slowly but surely how to put everything together. So like, you start off learning something first, like cornbread. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing most of us learn off how to make. And then slowly you start learning how to make the bigger dishes, and it start tasting like how your mama make it, because your mama make it how her mama made it taste. So that's why to us, as I feel like as Black women, sometimes when you bring other people's cultures into our Thanksgiving dinners and you just tell us, oh, this is what we gonna eat, and like, we should accept it, it's hard, because it's like, how you just gonna tell us we gotta eat this potato salad? But you know, we always eat the potato salad that mama made. We've been eating this for the last 10 years, and now we gotta all of a sudden start eating cinnamon spice.
Wait, y'all remember that video that went viral with the girl? She was like, when the lady was like, who told you to put, what kind of cheese did she put in there? Oh my God, I want to say she put cream cheese in the mac and cheese. She said, is that how Auntie Tasha taught you how to make it? I don't think so. You should have chose Thanksgiving out of all the days of the year to make this macaroni with no
now
cream cheese.
Now it's not the time to try your new stuff, because most of all, do not disrespect my grandmother's candy.
Right, yams. This is an ancestral
name. I don't want no candy yam souffle. I want them cut up. I don't want
to. Wait, candy yams.
No,
but seriously, the holidays
are shoot my sugar up. I don't want them.
Please.
Thanksgiving for us is ancestral. It's about our ancestors. It's about us passing down generational stuff. And don't be disrespectful.
I did not see her pour that an ungodly amount of sugar and then come back and add the brown sugar on top of it.
On top of the color.
Four sticks of butter. I don't want any of that you're serving. It's not enough. Where's your Where's your lemon juice? See, you're not doing it right.
Exactly.
That's there's like me when I bring bee stuff, I always bring the organic, and she be looking like she be, like, I eat healthy. She be like,
now is not the time for that. Don't
ask me to buy her flowers. The other day, I had Russell Flower, but I got the unbleached organic flower. She was looking like,
I said on Thanksgiving.
What am I supposed to do with this? Exactly.
My auntie is rolling in her grave right now. What the hell?
You wanted to, I'm trying to save my arteries.
Flower to the party. What are we doing?
Ancestors standing behind you with their hands up, getting ready to slap the back of your damn neck. Put that goddamn shit down.
I ain't even tell my mama, y'all.
Ooh, not girl, but not tell nobody but God.
Right.
Oh my God.
Listen.
Ooh, y'all are a cackle. We thoroughly enjoyed y'all. Make sure y'all share y'all where they can follow y'all at.
They can follow us on Instagram at WASSpodcast3 on Instagram. Follow us there. That's where you meet the host. And an official drop date will be coming soon. And we hope you guys come and check in and chill with us.
I would highly suggest to a Twitter, because Twitter is a capital and y'all give me Twitter vibes.
I'm going to be real with y'all. One of them, Candace will probably have to run it because I've tried Twitter on 3 separate occasions. I'm an old woman, honey. I don't get it. I'm an auntie. I guess the foolery that I share on Facebook, I can transfer it to Twitter. So I'll try again.
Oh, yeah. You like Facebook?
Yeah, I clown on Facebook like all day long. That's all I do all day long. So I can transfer that energy on over to Twitter.
It's Meta now. It's no longer Facebook. It's Meta now.
I don't want nothing Zuckerberger is offering.
Mama called it Facebook, so I'ma call it Facebook.
Period.
Y'all gotta give aunties the time because we're catching up. We've just accepted that we've reached auntie stage. That's gonna be a whole topic because I was in denial for a minute. We've arrived, and now we're we're figuring out the technology aspect of it and trying to stay up with the Twitters and the social medias and on Blue Ivy's internet of all places. Like,
yeah. Her things.
First of all, I feel like I'm in that awkward stage of like, I'm not old, but I ain't young. So I feel it. I feel like I'm in that awkward 29.
Definitely, the 30s is so beautiful.
I love it here. I do. But do y'all think it has something to do with like how we grew up though? Because we kind of were the generation that experienced the technology popping out. It might have something to do with that.
Or Saturn, doing this Saturn thing at the age of 28 to 32. Wow.
Amir, you've been rocking back and forth this whole time.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I really feel like you want to
read. I'm going to go.
It's a light wave.
Cause I've been watching you, and I'm like, I feel like you want to give it to us, and I want to hang up.
Don't do it.
I will. The time to hang up. We love you all. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
And we'll see y'all soon on What a Shit Show.
And we'll make sure y'all tune into the Keeping the Culture podcast. Hey, and What a Shit Show podcast.
Hey.
We like sister podcasts now.